Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
I'm sorry for the lonely times I wasn't even there. With my thimble full of whiskey and my pocket.
While covering the Bristol Rhythm and Roots Music Festival last month in Bristol, Virginia, I had the absolute pleasure to visit with musician and songwriter Roseanne Cash. To be transparent, I must confess that in addition to being an ardent fan of Roseanne's music, I also adore her as a most kind, gracious, and compassionate human being. When I first interviewed her years ago at the Johnny Cash Music Festival at the University of Arkansas in Jonesboro, I came away touched by her thoughtfulness, kindness, and skill at being totally focused and in the moment. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join the conversation as Roseanne waxes poetically about her life journey and passion for making the world a better place, along with a most humble awareness of the preciousness of life. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Chatter so I can get a level here.
That background noise isn't going to bother you?
It's okay. We're on location.
Yeah, you're on location.
Actually, in radio, I like having that sense of being wherever you are.
Wherever you are, yeah. But instead of a box.
Yeah,
right?
They try and bring you in the office. I go, no, let's go outside. So here we are, Roseanne Cash. How cool.
We'll see about that.
No, I already know. So here we are in Bristol, the birthplace of American roots music, right? The Bristol Session.
It's pretty powerful to be here. And like I just said to someone, I feel embarrassed that I haven't really spent any time here before, only mm-hmm. passed through, because it figures so prominently, not just in American cultural history, but in my own
Your
ancestry.
Family,
yeah, my family.
1927 Bristol Sessions.
Well, not only that, Tom, but the Cash family settled in Westmoreland County, Virginia in the 18th century. And then were in part of the branch, including my dad, moved to Tennessee. My stepmother, June, and her family, obviously you know that history, right here in Bristol in Virginia, and then on to Tennessee. So Virginia and Tennessee are like part of my bloodstream. It feels like home to be down here.
Yeah. When you were a kid, where did you live?
I was born in Memphis.
Okay.
Grew up in Southern California, moved back to Nashville, and then I've lived in New York City for 30 years. I married a native New Yorker.
There you go. So when you were a teenager, when did that heartstring of music and writing music hit you? Or was it always there?
Always. I think from infancy, you know, the rhythms just... rhythms were part of my cellular makeup. Mm-hmm. And then I started writing poetry when I was 8, 9 years old, won a poetry contest when I was 9. Always loved language and putting words together. And then eventually that became songwriting. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started, is songwriting.
Interesting. So when you are writing, are you ultimately writing for yourself therapeutically in a way?
That's an interesting question. I think that an outcome of songwriting can often be therapeutic, mm-hmm. but I think if you approach real, disciplined songwriting as a craft and as an art, mm-hmm. to do it as therapy, I don't know if that is the most noble goal for it. Mm-hmm. I think songwriting is a pure art, and of course you start with your own life because it's what you know, or your observations, it's what you know. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it can be very cathartic and very therapeutic, but I resist it being as therapy.
Sure.
Yeah.
It might be a bonus.
It might be a bonus. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And when did you pick up the guitar? And was it to accent your storytelling?
Well, you would think that because of my dad, I would have picked up the guitar when I was, you know, preteen.
Right.
I didn't. I started playing piano. So who taught me guitar is the Carter women.
Oh, wow.
I was on the road with my dad and the Carter family at 18 years old, and I spent a lot of time in the dressing room with the Carter women, and Helen and Anita and June and Maybelle just spent time with me, and the first things I learned on guitar were those Carter family songs. I owe those women a tremendous debt.
That's so cool.
I'm going to play one of them tonight, in fact.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
So, your dad.
Yeah.
You know, it's my dad, you know, he's cast a big shadow. And so it can be intimidating sometimes. You know,
yeah.
How do you get out from under that shadow?
I don't know that I ever entirely will or have gotten out from that. But the key is not to struggle against it. The key is to know who you are and let the shadow be nourishing.
An inspiration,
and my legacy, you know, not to push it away. I'm too old to push away a legacy as important as that.
Yeah.
And I've come to honor my parents, and they were certainly not perfect, but to be able to appreciate what they gave me and be grateful for that, I mean, that's grace, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Growing up in the midst of it, were you too close to realize the fame and fortune? Because it was like, this is my family.
Oh, sure. It took me a long time to realize that we were abnormal. And the greatest thing, my son, when he was about, because, you know, I live a public life too, and my husband, and we are public figures as well, and then my family, and my son, when he's about 9 or 10 years old, he suddenly said at the dinner table, he said, "I'm not having a normal childhood." And my husband said, "Son, compared to mom."
That's funny. So you live in New York.
Yeah.
When you walk around, you go to the store. Are you
anonymous?
Do you have some anonymity?
Absolutely. I mean, people in New York, they're very cool. If they recognize you, they just kind of nod or say, you know, "I saw you on Letterman last night," or something like that. And as a writer who wants to be anonymous in order to observe and allow things to inspire me like that, that's one of the reasons I love living in New York so much. Also, the constant stimulation. I'm just that kind of person. I'm kind of an intense person, and I like stimulation.
Counterpoint, accent.
There you go.
Yeah. So today, what is closest to your heart? What are you trying to communicate, to share? Is there a mission?
A mission, that might be too grand a notion, but there is definitely an urgency in my mind and my heart and my spirit these days, and I think it has to do with mortality and knowing that time is the most precious thing, and there are still things I want to do with my life. I know why I'm on the planet, and I want to write more, I want to share more, I want to become better at what I do. I mean, I want to leave a ripple of goodness in the world, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, every bit counts, doesn't it?
So a while back, you had a brain tumor.
It was a brain condition. It was an abnormality in my brain.
I love that. Was it the New York Times article?
Yes. Oh, I wrote an article so that said, well, actually, it is brain surgery.
I love that. But nonetheless, that moment, it must have been a reality, a mortality,
wake-up
call.
Oh, yeah.
So a game shifter for you. Huh?
Totally was. And while I was recovering from the surgery, which was quite brutal, I spent a lot of time thinking about that. What do I want to do with the time I have left on
Earth?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's, I call it the humbleness of soul. You know, ultimately we wake up dead one day.
That's right. So I read something very interesting just yesterday. They said, it was the poet John Donne from the 16th or 17th century. And Newgate Prison in England and Tyburn was where they executed it. And he said, does the prisoner stay asleep from Newgate to Tyburn? So we should not stay asleep from birth to death. We mm-hmm. should try to be awake in every moment.
I love it. Unfortunately, I'm getting the...
A signal?
The producer. the little hook. Before we go, I have a favor to ask
you. Sure.
Last time, you did have time. You did a NPR promo for me.
Sure.
Why you love NPR. But it'd be cool is to do a promo about NPR affiliate KCBX.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station.
Thank you, Roseanne.
My pleasure.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We've been talking with Roseanne Cash in Bristol, Tennessee, and Virginia.
A man can work his whole life through and never think to change, or fret about the future till it's like a roaring train. Now there goes my sweetest daughter, and I see her with new eyes when every day feels like a new goodbye. Every day feels like a new goodbye.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.